Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking tariffs and more with Colin Woodall of NCBA in just a moment. Hey cattlemen, would you like to capture an extra $24 a head from your stocker operation? You can with Synovex One Grass. Designed for use in both steers and heifers, it provides long-lasting weight gain for up to 200 days, helping you harvest more gain from your pastures. How much gain? In an Oklahoma trial, stockers implanting with Synovex One Grass outgained cattle implanting with Revelor G or Encore by 20 pounds. Implant with long-duration Synovex One Grass this spring and increase your profits by up to $24. For more information, visit growwithsynovex.com. Refer to label for use precautions and warnings.
It's go time. So when they say DuPont Pioneer is with you from the word go, that's now. It's time to put high-yielding Pioneer brand products to work on your acres. Start off strong with locally proven products that offer a total package of high-yielding genetics, proven agronomic and defensive traits, and advanced seed treatment options for that extra level of protection. For all your in-season corn, sorghum, and soybean needs, call your local Pioneer sales professional today. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
All the tariff talk by the Trump administration is very worrisome, so says Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office.
Well, it's definitely a worry for us because history shows us that any time a country is hit with some sort of punitive tariff like we have done, that there is always a retaliatory tariff that's put in its place against the other country. And so agriculture typically is on that list. And we've already seen some draft comments out of China that they're going to hit agriculture, including American pork. So far, U.S. beef has not been on any of those lists, but that does not mean that we couldn't end up on the list. So we are very concerned. We are glad, however, that the president decided to exempt South Korea.
You know, just trade in general has been one of those things I know have given a little bit of heartburn to a lot of folks within agriculture, including the cattle industry, especially over the withdrawal from TPP. With Greg Dowd now there, will there be enough knowledge within USTR to try to get something done with Japan that'll help us?
Well, I think having Greg Dowd at the table definitely is going to be a benefit to our voice and to make sure that our voice is being heard a little bit more. But, you know, even though we have butted heads a little bit with the president, all we have to do is look back at what he did last June in reopening China. You know, a market that had been closed to us for almost 14 years, and he single-handedly made that happen. And we have our foot in the door, we're trying to grow it. So it hasn't all been negative. He's also respected our wish to keep cattle and beef preferences out of the discussion of the NAFTA renegotiation, and he also respected our wishes that beef trade not be a part of the chorus renegotiation. So we can say that overall we've had some good work with him on trade, but Greg will be a big help for us.
One positive coming yesterday in the trade arena, an agreement in principle has been reached with South Korea for modernization of the chorus trade deal. Now, switching gears, let's talk about farm policy for a moment, if we might. Colin Woodall seen several farm bills written through his tenure as NCBA lobbyist, and he says the current standoff between Chairman Mike Conaway and his Democratic colleague Colin Peterson is very concerning about whether or not a farm bill will be written on time here in 2018 or not.
Ron, I just don't know. I wish I did. You know, we continue to listen to the comments from Chairman Conaway and also Chairman Roberts that they want to get this thing done, and we are fully supportive of that. But this latest action of even having a press release from the House Democrats saying that they were walking away, I just don't know what that's going to ultimately do to our chances of getting this done before September 30th, because that deadline is going to be here before we know it.
Chairman Conaway told the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers meeting this last weekend in Fort Worth that he had provided information about his SNAP proposals back in February to Colin Peterson. But Peterson's terse news release of this last week indicating that they were going to the sidelines as far as a marking up of a farm bill is clear indication that Mr. Conaway has serious problems in being able to bring any Democrats along to get this bill across the finish line.
I've seen press releases as they've prepared to vote on bills. I've seen press releases as they've prepared to go into markups. This is the first time I've ever seen a press release on a bill that nobody's even seen yet. I think that says a lot.
Within that farm bill, are you hearing good things about an FMD vaccine bank? Is there interest to get that included somehow?
There is interest. There's a lot of sympathetic ears on both the House and Senate Ag Committee. The question from the get-go has been, where do we get the money? That is still the question today.
Head of the Washington office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.